Las Vegas concert massacre.
So there's a shooting.
At least 50 dead in worst U.S. mass shooting.
There's a lot of dead bodies.
Suspect killed by police.
Right now, we believe it's a sole actor, a lone wolf type actor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Steve Futterman in Las Vegas with the CBS World News Roundup. A bloody and chaotic scene on the famed Las Vegas Strip. Bullets rained down on thousands at an outdoor music festival. The gunfire just wouldn't stop.
It kept going and going and going and going.
Touching off a stampede.
They were shot. There's blood everywhere. Everybody started running. And then there was nowhere to run because you couldn't tell where it was coming from.
Tens of thousands of people running and trying to find cover.
There were people hiding underneath my car. And there was a gentleman that was shot. And he said, can you help me? And so I put him in my car, and I had like six people in my car, people without shoes, running just to get away.
It's the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. At least 50 are dead, more than 200 injured. Police say the gunfire came from the nearby Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino.
We determined there was a shooter on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay. Officers responded to that location and engaged the suspect. At that location. He is dead.
The suspect's identified as a local man, 64-year-old Stephen Paddock. A woman who lived with him is being questioned. My colleague John Blackstone is with me here in Las Vegas.
White male in his 60s. Law enforcement experts would probably tell you that's not usually the profile for someone who does this.
Country star Jason Aldean was on stage when the shooting started. He's okay and posts on Instagram that what happened is beyond horrific. Another performer at the event, Jake Owen, tells CBS News he was right nearby.
You could hear it ricocheting off the top of the roof of the stage. We started just running in any direction we could because you didn't know where it was coming from. You know, if someone was on the ground, you didn't know where it was coming from. And the fear in everyone's eyes, but yet the feeling of everyone looking for someone to make sure they were okay.
And Steve, two off-duty police officers are among the dead. Two others are among the many wounded.
Well, the FBI is assisting in the investigation in Las Vegas. CBS's Pat Milton says the gunman did have a criminal history and was known to local police, but there are no known links to terrorism. And the woman being questioned is Paddock's wife, 62-year-old Mary Lou Danley. CBS News security analyst Fran Townsend says he used a powerful weapon with plenty of ammunition.
It sounds, from the sound of it, that he had a clip, a large clip that is a device that holds many bullets, that it allows him to put it on automatic so that when he pulls it back, he gets many shots off in seconds. And, you know, we've had this debate about whether or not civilians ought to have access to those kinds of clips.
CBS News law enforcement analyst Paul Wiolis says in spite of the chaos, Las Vegas police were able to get a handle on what was going on.
Most impressive about Las Vegas PD, and you can tell that they have clearly rehearsed this at that particular location. They have blueprints. So when they're training, they have actual blueprints of that particular facility, that particular location. From the trajectory down, they noticed immediately where this was coming from, and they knew exactly how to respond.
At the White House, CBS's Margaret Brennan says President Trump has sent out a tweet about Las Vegas.
He posted his first response to this horrific mass shooting, saying he sends his warmest condolences and sympathies to the victims and families of the terrible Las Vegas shooting. God bless you. The White House telling us they are viewing this as just a horrific tragedy. They are monitoring it closely, and they have offered full assistance to state and local authorities.
Well, Mr. Trump is due to go to Puerto Rico tomorrow to assess the hurricane relief effort. He has praised what's going on there.
We're doing really well on Puerto Rico. I'll be going there on Tuesday. Tremendous progress being made. We're getting the roads open. We're getting a lot of things done. Really at a record clip.
Mr. Trump accuses some of poor leadership in Puerto Rico. CBS's David Begno is on the island where nearly 2 weeks after Hurricane Maria hit, many people are still in a desperate situation.
There was another dispatch and call for help on the western side of the island from a man who said we've been drinking rainwater from our roof. Thanks to the rain that's been falling, we've been collecting the rainwater in a kiddie pool, and that's what we've been drinking.
The Associated Press reports U.S. intelligence operatives were among the first and most severely affected victims of those health attacks in Cuba. They reported hearing bizarre sounds and suffered physical effects. The U.S. reports more than 20 victims. O.J. Simpson expressing frustration just hours after his release from prison after serving 9 years for kidnapping and armed robbery. A crew from Splash News found him at a Nevada gas station.
I've been in Nowhere, USA for the last 9 years doing nothing. Nothing has changed in my life. What do you guys, what do you expect?
An official with the state parole board says it's believed Simpson will live in the Las Vegas area for the foreseeable future. He's 70 years old. He has said he wanted to live in Florida near his children. Opening statement set for today in Washington in the trial of the man accused of masterminding the 2012 attack in Benghazi, Libya. Four Americans, including Ambassador Chris Stevens, were killed. The first full Supreme Court term of the Trump presidency opens today. There are high-profile cases involving religious freedoms, government surveillance, and gay rights. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohn.
With the court's 5-4 conservative majority restored, I think we are going to see a slew of 5-4 decisions in economic and social cases that conservatives will cheer and liberals will bemoan.
Overseas, Spain's justice minister says constitutional power could be used to suspend autonomy in Catalan if the regional parliament declares independence. 90% in a weekend vote approved independence. The Madrid government called the breakaway effort illegal. Three U.S.-born scientists share the Nobel Prize for Medicine this morning. Michael Young, Jeffrey Hall, and Michael Rosbash worked on the biological rhythms of humans, animals, and plants. In the Russia investigation, officials are about to get a better look at the Russian ads that went out on social media during the presidential campaign.
Facebook's about to turn over copies of some 3,000 political ads from last year with Russian connections to congressional investigators. This all part of various investigations of Russia's role in messing with the 2016 elections. Facebook, the world's largest social network, has become a major platform for internet political ads. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Well, there's confusion over whether refunds will be given to people who wanted to see rapper Lil Wayne over the weekend in Columbia, South Carolina. The performer skipped the show after he refused to pass through a security check to enter the concert venue. Other headlining artists did perform at the event, and promoters say for that reason no one's getting any money back. The arena had said there would be refunds. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday. For Steve Futterman in Las Vegas, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.